Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Thinking about the big DJs, DJ Jazzy Jeff is one of your favourites.
It is,
following
yeah.
Around the Fresh Prince, DJ Bobo, one of my favourites of the 1990s, DJ Khaled for the new generation, you know, Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, and all this sort of other business as well. But one
everybody's
of the names,
a DJ these days. Yeah, anyone can do it.
Everyone, even Sue from Canberra, a 63-year-old woman who's been DJing the last 10 years.
Really?
Pretty cool. She's got some pretty sick moves watching the video clip of her doing her stuff as well.
And you're what sort of places has she played? Has she been to Ibiza or anywhere like that?
Oh, not
that,
quite
or?
Yet. Not quite yet.
Okay,
she's maybe
not that
looking
level.
To, you know, when international travel is more of a thing, I suppose she'll probably build up to that. But she's settling for around the local shops these days. But I'm serious. That's football.
Just on the decks at the Westfield, just
yeah,
like scratching it up.
Pretty much so as well. But you think, what does a 63-year-old actually play when it comes to DJs? What would you think they would play?
Well, given her age, probably stuff from the 70s. 60s, no. Late 60s? No.
Not even close.
Oh, okay.
Turns out Sue's actually pretty hip.
From Jason Derulo.
Wow.
To 90s bangers. Move aside, Flume. DJ Sue is in the house.
DJ
she's coming
Sue.
For you, Flume. Pumping out them jams.
I'll tell you what.
That's awesome.
She's gone viral, obviously, the last couple of days because one person spots it. That's the age we live in now. All of a sudden, it's shared here and now. I'm just waiting for some of the famous DJs to start sharing his stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool. But
this is great because most over 50s are waiting to get the needle for the COVID vaccine. She's dropping the needle on some big bangers.
She's absolutely smashing it as well. So she actually does parties, club events, that sort of stuff as well. But her main source of where she's been getting all the attraction from is in Canberra, the Dickinson shops every Saturday. Yeah. A couple of hours every Saturday, she's at the shops spinning the decks as well.
That's great.
Yeah. It seems like she's really loving the whole thing as well.
I play everything, you know. So I pick really kind of upbeat tunes. People walk through this area here, this courtyard, and they're dancing and they're skipping along.
The Canberra local starting her DJ career 10 years ago. Today, fans just can't get enough.
DJ Sue was amazing, really really cranking out some bangers today.
It makes me feel really good, you know, doing something great for the community, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, you can see in the video clip, obviously they've told her to start dancing and she's just doing the nan dance. She's like bobbing up and down. She's just pointing occasionally. There's no one even around at this stage just sort of pointing and doing all this stuff.
And she draws a crowd by the sounds of it.
Draws a crowd, absolutely.
Is it people of people of all ages or does she mainly get people from her age group just rocking up, dropping E-tablets, like estrogen tablets,
yeah,
so the supplements?
A bit of both. Because obviously she's outside a shopping centre. She's probably like, you know, playing music to people going in the chemist, getting their Webster packs, all sorts of cool, hip young people, all sorts of stuff going on as well. So they all appreciate. They're like, she is lovely.
Yeah.
We love the music she plays. But sometimes, you know, like most DJs, there is a bit of criticism when it comes to the music she plays.
Oh, okay.
For instance, you know, when all of a sudden she's outside the local, you know, funeral directors and she's playing another one, Bites the Dust and Highway to Hell, they're like, come on, Sue, just, you know, turn it down
turn
a little bit,
down.
Mate.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
And your parents.
Ugh. Hoarding.
They're a lovely couple. I've met your mum and your dad.
Yes.
They seem very nice.
Lovely, yes.
That's why I feel like you're adopted. But
that's lovely.
but they do have one problem in particular.
Hoarding. Because, yes, the old man's a bit of a tinkerer, mechanic, so he just sees possible rebirth in anything, like any sort of scrap metal. It's like, oh, I could make something out of that, or that's an old motor. It's absolutely rooted and no one could ever use it, but I can make that work again.
Is he always summoned through the car buyer's guide? Like, you know, they used to have that one where you go like, oh, yep, someone's flogging that
just
off.
Just about.
I can use that for parts.
He's always picking up just useless stuff around and going, oh, yeah, I can use that, but I think just about every house we've ever lived in, there's always been a fascination with cars. There's always this fascination with cars about, you know, like I look at Google Earth and Google Maps. I go on those sort of things to look at old houses I used to live in.
Yeah.
I can see photos of like three or four cars out the front, two of them no longer working. Like just it's just like, oh, I remember those cars. There was one stage where I bought a 1981 Honda Prelude and then he got that obsessed with it. All of a sudden, we then had a 1983 Honda Prelude. We had a 1989 and a 1990 Prelude all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah, and some of these things, there'd always be something wrong with them. One of them, the sunroof used to leak. So you had to shove a towel in the sunroof. Otherwise, if you went around the corner, depends on how hot the day was, boiling hot water would just be like, all down your back.
So he hoarded Preludes.
Honda Preludes, yeah.
Preludes.
Yep.
And you're just waiting for reporters from A Current Affair to show up in your front yard. You're like, great. Today's the day. My dad's a neat freak, so he doesn't hoard anything. And I don't know if my mum would be considered a hoarder, I think she regards herself as more of a collector.
Oh, collector, yes.
Because
okay.
She has those creepy porcelain dolls. You know, the little the old-timey girls in the little dresses and the petticoats and stuff.
They're creepy.
They're always in the guest room. That's why I don't really like staying at Mum's house, because you just wake up in the middle of the night and there's all these dead eyes just staring at you going,
Do you try and point out to her, you go, Mum, they've since made movies about creepy dolls. Like
that's
and
right.
Other movies.
You're not
Chucky.
Doing me any favours. I think I'd much rather have the preludes sitting up on blocks in the front yard than the creepy doll collection in the house. But we want to hear from you about your parents hoarding. Is it out of control? What are they hoarding? Is it like Hutsy's dad? They've got like just, you know, gutted cars strewn about the back lawn or even the front lawn. Or is it something else that's taken up way too much space in the house? Tell us about your parents' hoard. 1-300-92-1250. Shannon in the rumour, what are your parents' hoard?
Sewing machines.
Oh.
So my mum is a collector of antique sewing machines.
Oh, is she a dressmaker or a seamstress or she just collects the machines?
Look, her hobby is sewing. And when we were kids, she decided that making our school clothes was far more cost effective than buying them. So nearly 300 sewing machines in our house.
Where did she keep them? Did she have them in the shed or she had them right there in the house, did she?
She's got them everywhere. So we've got them all through the house. We've got them all through sheds. There's some on display at Rosemont in Mogo.
Okay.
Because they've got a sewing machine museum down there. Yeah. If anyone ever wants to see any, pop into Rosemont and have a look. She's got the treadle ones that you use with your foot that come in a big cabinet.
Yeah.
And usually she's got a hand one sitting on top of it, one that you crank with your hand. She does have electric ones, but she thinks that those ones are a little bit too modern.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
She's a traditionalist.
Are you going to inherit all these sewing machines or are you going to have to, like, part with them?
I'm absolutely going to inherit them one day because although it's a collection, it is also a hoard. There is no way she's ever getting rid of any of them.
All right.
So there are a couple that, you know, have a bit of sentimental value, like the very first one that she got. If you flip up the base and have a look in the base, it's got a diary entry from the, I think it came over on the Second Fleet.
Oh,
so
wow.
The person that brought it over wrote something down in it.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So things like that, okay. But otherwise, there will just be a massive garage sale, I think.
That's awesome. I'd imagine your mum, when she looks at a bag of rags, she sees like a jigsaw puzzle that needs to get put together.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, mate, absolutely.
She's like, this is a job for sewing machine 223.
Exactly, that's right, yeah. We do need to go through and catalogue them, actually. But,
good luck with that. Well, thanks for calling up this morning and sharing your story. Awesome.
No worries. You have a good day, fellas.
Yeah, you too. Have you thought about what's going to happen when, you know, Mr. Hutsy's no longer with us. What are you going to do with the cars?
Change my surname. Move away.
Chris from Brogo has called us on 1-300-92-1250. Morning, Chris. What are your parents hoard?
My mum is a shocker for keeping utterly ridiculous things about me and my brother from our younger years all the way through, really. And we're talking things like driver's licenses and photo IDs all the way down to our baby teeth. Locks of our hair, not just from when I was a kid, but, you know, my last ponytail that I cut off, I gave to her. She wanted to put in the file.
Really?
The file.
It's like she's planning to open up her own Chris Museum or something down the track, for you, or you and your brother.
I tell you what, if she wasn't my mother, she'd get arrested for stalking.
Yeah, maybe don't crash at your mum's house in future. You might fall asleep and all of a sudden she wants to take some toenail clippings to put in the jar or something.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered why I keep missing teeth every time I sleep there.
Well, it sounds like you've got some embarrassing Mother's Day stories. Chris, you should enter our Powers Mother's Day Escape. You might be a chance of winning, I reckon, with that.
Yeah, well, should I be taking her along as well? What's the go?
Yeah.
She's probably not going to talk to me anymore.
Maybe not. Or maybe you can win the consolation prize, which is 12 hours of billable therapy at your local, you know, psychiatrist.
You've got any legal advice? Because I may be out of the will now.
Say yes to everything and hope for the best.
Absolutely.
I know my mum loves me, but your mum really loves you, Chris.
Yeah. That's why I moved so far away.
Good plan.
Thanks for sharing your story, mate.
There you go.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
As you may have heard in the news this morning, the National Cabinet has agreed to fast-track the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccines. So there'll be the state-run clinics offering the vaccinations. The AstraZeneca jab will be given to over 50s from the 3rd of next month. And then I think from the 17th, your local GP might be providing the vaccine for you.
Yeah.
But Bunnings, of all places, has put up their hand and said, we might be able to help out. Now, they did help out last year. They ran testing clinics for COVID-19 in their
car parks.
And they've basically, the Bunnings Chief Operating Officer, Deb Poole, she said Bunnings would be willing to help if there was a formal request from the government to help with the vaccination rollout.
Okay, put your hand up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
How good would that be? It'd be worth it just to see the anti-vaxxers and the militant vegans like go at it, fighting for space in the car park at Bunnings, you know, both protesting over completely different things.
So you reckon they incorporate that into their commercials? Like, yeah, come down to Bunnings, you can check out all the selection of this stuff and get the jab too.
I wouldn't be surprised if we see Bunnings ads where they go like, if you can find a lower price vaccination, we'll beat it by 10%. So yeah, I mean, if it helps get us vaccinated faster, why not?
I'm all for it.
I don't think they're going to push it hard, though. They're not going to, you know, say no jab, no sausage.
Okay.
So you can still go down and get your sausage and bread and your onions and whatever. But, I mean, I think National Australia Bank has also said, you know, if you need help with the vaccinations, we might be able to help with that as well. So you never know. Next time you drop down to Bunnings Batemans Bay in the future, there might be vaccination clinics set up. I don't know what Mitre 10 can do to combat this. If they can go, oh, you will get vaccinated by Scott Cam. Like, we'll have Scott Cam just, like, giving people the needle in the car park. Come on down.
Yelling out tools down at the end of the day.
Tools down, needles up. Here we go. So, yeah, I mean, if this does happen, you could be going down to get a sausage and bread and get the vaccine at the same time. But you just got to be careful with the way you word it, you know. Someone's like, where are you off to, Brad? Just going down to Bunnings for a sausage injection. It's like, oh, that doesn't sound good the way I said it there. Got to rethink that.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.